Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Psychic Dougal Frazier, and we are live back from vacation. Good morning, Benny. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Woohoo!
I missed you. Aww. It felt like it was so long. Aww. I would tune into the station. I'd be like, Benny does other shows. He's cheating on us.
We had tons of calls. They're like, where is he? He needs to come back.
I'm glad. I mean, we did need the break, and we had one pre-recorded show, which I hope you enjoyed, but then we did a rerun of our first show.
Don't tell them exactly what's going on.
Well, I have to be honest. That's the problem.
You're a good man.
And then we reran the first show, and it's like we haven't been here in 2 weeks, and I feel like we're doing it all over again.
I know, back to school. Nervous. It's like first day of school.
So, guys, I missed you. All exciting. David and I were in New York. We had such a good time. And one of the things I discovered on vacation is I happen to be a kayaker.
Whoa. Well, you do have long arms.
I do have long arms. It was really fun. We were on Long Island on the North Fork of Long Island, which is like the opposite side of the Hamptons. It's just as pretty but less nudie.
They just wouldn't let you in this time.
I know, exactly. Okay, no. Cool. We can do a summer share on the other side. So my sister was there with her kids. And guys, I know we have a lot of mothers that listen to the show. And I just have to say, I have huge respect for you because 14 days with a 5-year-old and an almost 2-year-old was exhausting for me. I don't know if you saw this, Benny, but one day I was making cupcakes with my niece and my nephew.
Oh, okay.
And I uploaded this photo because my niece has like a cut on her forehead. And this is the day we're babysitting all day to give them a break.
Uh-huh.
She's bled in the morning. Oh. She's covered in chocolate. I mean, it looks like we abuse her. It was like a cupcake explosion. And I have to say, we're good uncles. I mean, we're fun. It's good time.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. But I was exhausted. I was so tired. So,
well, imagine me. I have twin boys.
I cannot fathom that. Oh my God. It's so funny that you said it because we had dinner with a friend of ours who's currently pregnant with twins.
Ooh.
She's like 5 months along, and I was talking about you. They're panicked, and they live in New York in like a teeny tiny apartment. They don't know how they're going to fit the double stroller. So I know it's pretty much just back to school. My sister is so excited because her kids are going to be going back to school, and she's had an entire summer. And then we saw David's niece, nephews, and we went bowling, and
You know what I want to know, Benny? How do you go to the supermarket with twins? Like, is that even
possible?
A good question. Like, how do you handle a stroller and a shopping cart?
Well, darling, here's what you do. Just have them call me, and I'll give them the rundown, okay, on how the twins are, okay?
Do you do the grocery shopping for the twins?
We actually went this Sunday, it was just kind of like, it was a beautiful day here, and we're like, let's go shopping, because we need to. We throw everyone in the stroller in one, not Lindsay, of course, but the boys in the stroller, and she pushes them, and I push the cart, and we're just kind of shopping around.
So our friend's fear is that they're, after they name them, is that they're going to mix them up. So they were talking about someone had told them that they should paint one of their toenails.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Well, we look at them every day, okay? It's for the outsiders that need to know which one's which. You can also do like a little wristband, that sometimes help, or like something on their pinky or something, something similar or something small.
And you didn't need anything like that in the beginning?
No, we pretty much know which one's which. And, they're getting into their personalities pretty quickly, too.
Are they identical?
No, they're fraternal.
Oh, they are fraternal. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's just, I can't fathom it. So, I mean, people are always saying you and David should have kids. And
Could you imagine you guys having twins?
I cannot. We would need a staff of 12.
Come on. Well, you already do. You already do. So they're already in place.
I mean, you should have seen us. You also saw, so you guys know that our dog flew with us.
Yes.
Which was both exciting and completely overwhelming. And did you think that photo that I put up, Benny, that wasn't our plane seat?
I thought it was cute.
But you said...
Yeah, I know.
I was like, VIP. That's not our plane seat.
It looked like it, though, but
well,
it could have been.
Well, we were in the Admiral's Club because I require a free beverage.
It was only pretty much for you and David, the best. That's VIP.
Exactly.
That's how you guys roll. First class.
But we had a terrible, terrible flight attendant on the way there who wouldn't let him out of the bag.
Yeah, she was
a horrible
not
person.
Not a dog-friendly
and
person.
And then on the way home, though, we had the polar opposite, and he got to sit on our lap, and everything was fantastic. Mm. But speaking of dogs... guys, ever, and cats, to be honest with you. I have a really exciting thing that we're doing. We are giving a free gift basket away from one of my favorite companies, Premier Pet Products. When David and I first adopted Benny, Bernie, we would take him for a walk, and he was one of those dogs that would really pull. He has a tremendous amount of energy, and I know people who are listening, if you're a dog owner, there's nothing more irritating than when your dog pulls on a walk. And it was kind of driving us crazy, and we took all of the classes, and we even had like a private session with the trainer, and he just kept pulling. And finally, the trainer recommended this product called the Gentle Leader, which I at first, having had dogs in the past, was a little bit hesitant about. Mm-hmm. And we put this thing on him, and I don't really understand if it's magical or has like fairy dust on it, because the minute you put this leash on him, it goes around kind of the bridge of his nose. He can still open his mouth. He can still eat and be completely normal. There's something about the way that it holds his nose. He becomes like he's in a trance.
Super cooperative.
It is so weird. He immediately sits down and he looks up and he's like, I will now follow every order that you have. And even when guests come over, we don't even use it for walks. When guests come over and they're coming to the house, we just put it on him and he sits in the corner and he's like, welcome to my home.
Wow.
I don't know if it's psychological or if it's, I'm sure David has researched for hours that it's some nurturing
That's
thing.
That's what he does when you're asleep.
Right. Researches for hours. But I'm like obsessed with the product. So I was like, David, I want you to call these people and I want you to tell them I'm obsessed with the product. And they were so nice. We've completely connected with their company, and they're giving us a gift basket worth $150. Whether you're a dog owner or a cat owner, all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, my fan page, click like, and you enter the sweepstakes. You have an entire week and you will win an entire box of these products. And they're amazing. Another one they sent us to test out is called the Busy Buddy.
And it's so much fun.
It's so much fun. Oh my God, we're so dorks right now.
Like, it's this like little...
I'm queening out right now. I'm tossing my hair. I don't know what to do with myself. Guys, I know you think we have like this really interesting life. This is what we do on a Friday night. We pour a glass of wine. We take out the Busy Buddy.
And we watch our dog. And we
put food in the center of it. And it's ridiculous. He's fascinated by it. It's this ball that he like kicks with his paw or moves with his nose. And every time it rolls, one piece of food comes out. So he eats it and he's like, who are you, Ball? He's like completely freaked out. And he will spend, like, I'm not kidding, like hours just playing and moving it. And we are completely obsessed with it. And we just stare at it. So that's one of the gifts too. But there's treats, there's stuff for your cat. It's really, really cool. So I'm super excited. So go like my Facebook page. If you're already a fan of the Facebook page, right under my image, which I know you love, but right under my image, you'll see a little four-leaf clover that says sweepstakes. And you can click in and just enter your information and you could win this exciting product, because I'm all about free stuff. That's the thing. Now that we have the show, I keep saying,
is there an adult version of that?
I know.
That'd be fun.
You could put like corn chips inside of it.
That's what I'm saying. Stick you two in the middle of a room and have you guys bat it around and see how long I sit there with a bottle of wine and watch that
for hours. Well, funny you should say that, because we were talking about my nephew and my family was all staying in one house. And do you have a Wii, Benny?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I've never played the boxing game before, and like my nephew is like, God totally wants to challenge all of my athletics.
Uh-huh. Is it Nintendo? Who makes the Wii?
I don't know. Is it Nintendo?
It's a really fun gaming system.
Oh,
we don't have one, but we love it.
And my nephew is like the boy to the ninth. Like, I mean, I've played more baseball, basketball. He's like, who's Josh Hamilton? I'm like, I don't know, Thompson. Who's Josh Hamilton? I know who Brishna.
Texas Rangers.
Yeah. See?
Valerie would know. She always talked about him, too.
I don't know any of that. But one day, there was like a ton of family stress because we're all in the same house. And he was like, do you want to play boxing? And I was like, all right.
Okay.
I got out so much energy on that boxing game.
Sweaty and all.
That was like a workout. David came in and he was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I'm getting out energy for the family. So, guys, if you can't afford therapy, may I suggest boxing on the Wii? It was super, super fun.
Well, I give kudos to the Wii and the creators. And, you know, they're installing and bringing those to more of the senior citizen homes. I don't know if you noticed this, too, about getting them more active.
Absolutely.
You know, with the Wii Fit. And also the bowling is really popular. They're starting their own little leagues again.
It was really cool because my some of my family members aren't like terribly active and will like watch TV like at night. And instead, we were playing this. And, you know, you're not running 5 miles, but at least you're up and you're mobile. And it was interactive with the kids, because when I used to play Nintendo as a kid, I would just sit there and stare at the screen. So at least this
A, B, A, B, up, down, left, right, left,
God,
right.
Memorized. Like, exactly.
Mortal Kombat.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
I loved Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Soda Pop Kaminsky.
At least with this, you're actually like moving and doing something, which I think is pretty cool. Other hot news, Benny, I don't know if you heard this, but we just heard this on the way into the studio today. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are breaking up.
I know.
What?
Shocking.
I know. Don't clutch your pearls, Benny.
Get out. That is a shocker.
But I have to say, I'm kind of freaked out with the way that they talk. This is my opinion, but I'm kind of freaked out with the way they talk about their family. Like, the only thing about them that I always thought was a little strange was how much they encouraged their kids to be in the entertainment world. Like, there's that episode where their daughter hosts Oprah, and she's like a fetus, and like
she was nine,
reading the teleprompter. I just, there's something about that that seemed weird. Like, everything, they were practically like, you know, our dog sings and plays the piano. Like, everything was wrapped around entertainment, and I found that kind of strange. So anyway, sad, because I think they've been married for like over 20 years.
Quite a long time, yeah.
And it felt like for a while their relationship was, it wasn't just about their work, but their relationship, their public persona was a big deal. Didn't they like do, I don't know if they wrote a book on relationship stuff.
They were on Oprah a lot giving relationship advice and how to keep the fire going.
Yeah,
and all
exactly.
Of that. So it's sad.
I thought that was sad. Huh. Anyway, I don't want to end on a sad note. But guys, I'm going to be doing readings all this hour. It's just Ma. Remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I want to know how your summer's going, what we're going to look forward to in the fall. And don't forget, if you want to win a $150 gift basket from my favorite company, Premier Pet Products, go to my Facebook page, click like, enter the sweepstakes. You can also enter if you've already liked the page, and next week we will announce a winner. I'm super excited. We're going to take a quick break. The song we're going to break has been my summer song. This goes to Christy and Leslie, who we had a lovely time with in New York. So guys, this is Dougal Fraser. I'm back live. We'll be right back, and I'll be taking your calls. For all we know, we might.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com, click on our appearances or events page, and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha!
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my God. I so love that song. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. And this has been like my summer song. Do you ever have that, you know, where it's like you're hanging out with your friends and some song keeps being replayed over and over again? And I'll give you, it's bubblegum. It's slightly corny. Don't get me wrong. But I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then it brings me back to all of those memories, which is fun. It kind of, you can relive the moment. So, guys, I'm here taking your calls. My number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And don't forget, we're giving away an amazing gift basket from Premier Pet Products. Go to my Facebook page and enter the sweepstakes. And even if you're already a fan, you can still enter as well. Okay, so another story that David found, which I actually thought this was interesting. I remember when Colette Baron-Reed was on here, we were talking about Photoshopping in Hollywood and all these images and how it feels like we're becoming a society that doesn't even know what we look like anymore. And I think they even did some study that most people even Photoshop their Facebook photos. Like they want friends from high school to see them in a certain light, and it's like not reality. Or even I remember like way back in the day, like doing online dating, you know, when I was single, and you know, you'd show up and you'd see someone and be like, how far was that camera away from you when you took that
How many
photo.
Years ago did you
exactly.
get that photo
How many
from?
Years ago did you take mm-hmm. that photo? Because for me, I always wanted there to be, I wanted you to like, oh, I'd be like, oh, he's cute. But I also wanted you to be pleasantly surprised when I showed up. You don't want to oversell. But so Britain's Advertising Standards Authority banned two ads for being overly Photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Roberts' ad for Lancome. And Lancome, who is it, David, that we saw on the Upper West Side where she would be like, Lancome Paris.
Oh,
remember that commercial?
Isabella Rossellini.
Isabella Rossellini, right. Her, I mean, someone loves her some Barbara Walters.
Yeah, they're, I mean, all ads are Photoshopped
right.
nowadays, but it wasn't banned here in the U.S. And I'm sure you've seen, if you went to any department store and saw that Lancome ad, you see like that super
she
close
looks
up.
Like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
She looks like she's glowing.
Yeah, exactly. And then Christy Turlington's ad for Maybelline's Eraser Foundation. I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's interesting that Parliament member Joe Swinson said that airbrush photographs can impact a person's body image. And I have to admit, it's totally true. Like, I know occasionally they'll release photos of Madonna, who, when you see a natural photo of her, is a beautiful woman, but then when you see the cover of something, it's just too much. It almost becomes cartoonish.
Yeah, and they were doing studies, all these studies that came out around this story were saying that something like 80% of adult women are dissatisfied with their bodies, and they attribute it to the way images of women are portrayed in media.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I think it's men and women. I mean, I'll see the cover of like a Men's Health and I'm like, oh God. But I just think, and now like with your iPhone, like we were talking to David's nephews who are 12 and about 10, and the only way they talk with their friends is through iChat. Like it's all visual. And I'm just curious how that is going to kind of change our society. It's kind of like we're obsessed with these visual images. And I thought it was kind of cool that they did that, because I think if they could put out an ad that's a little bit more natural. Like, you remember when Dove did that campaign with, like, real-sized women, and it was, like, all different body shapes and all different sizes? I thought that was kind of powerful, and I think we should do more of
that. Well, what they're going to do, I think what they're proposing is not to, like, ban Photoshop altogether, but actually to make it so that you have to have, like a disclaimer, almost like a warning on the side of a pack of cigarettes. Like, hey, you should know this is not how this person really looks.
Do you think people really think that like, that's what kind of fascinates me. Like, Oprah always jokes about that, because if you see Oprah, if you watch her, like, getting her makeup done, they're putting on, like, four layers of eyelashes.
Globs of makeup.
God. And I don't know, you know, David's a makeup artist, so I don't know how they do that, the shading with, like, the neck and the jawline and all of that stuff. So if we're going to talk about Oprah, let's just go there. I mean, can we do, like, Taps right now, Benny, or some kind of sad song? Because you're like, I told you not to do that.
Yeah.
The thing about shading and highlight, you should know, is that only really works in photographs and on film.
You'd look crazy in person.
If you're in person and you see that person have that much shading on their neck, you would be like, what's going on?
It looks weird, yeah. But so, I have to say, season 25, guys, it's over.
I know.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm mourning the loss. You know, it's very sad. Did you watch the episode?
No more Oprah behind the scenes.
And she's faking me out. She's saying that she's going to come back on OWN, and she's going to do, like, a little series where she's teaching us from the old shows. But I don't know if I'm buying it. I signed up. Don't get me wrong. I signed up. It's so sad. I mean, I love that network.
Should we have a moment? Just a brief moment?
Yeah.
Okay, moment over.
So, I loved Behind the Scenes. I feel like we got a total different glimpse into her personality.
Was it really worth it, though? Because I never really... I caught just the clips of it. It seemed like...
Benny,
I've
I want you to turn
that,
your
though.
Microphone off right
I'm
now.
Serious, though.
No.
Seriously. Was it really... I got you stuttering now. That's because it's...
I don't even know what to... I'm disappointed. I'm hurt. Was it
worth
it?
I need to replay the song.
Did you watch her show at all? Were you a follower?
I think if you didn't know,
the answer would be no. Of course, here's why it was worth it for me. I look up to her. I think we all do. We think that she's special. We think she's different. And then you get this, like, I compare it to, like, you know, when you can go underground at Disney World and you see how it works and you see, you know, Goofy take his hat off and all that stuff. It's so interesting to see. It's so sad. It's so interesting to see the behind the scenes that she's a normal person. She makes mistakes. How the show is put together. I was absolutely fascinated by it. Guys, do you agree with me? Please go to Transformation Talk Radio. Click instant feedback. Tell me I'm not alone in my obsession with season 25, Behind the Scenes with Oprah. It was fantastic. You got to see Gail's kids, Gail King, G-A-Y-L-E. Do you watch that show?
Oh my God.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, we used
to
broadcast her show in the morning, the Gail King show.
I could do a one-man show of just clips from the Oprah Winfrey show committed to memory when she wheels out the fat, when she did OptiFast. I'm telling you right now, you get a car. I loved all of it, and I'm very curious to see how it turns around. Actually, we have a friend. She's been a guest on the show before, Stacey Kaiser. She has a show coming out on OWN. She might be on next week to talk about it. We haven't booked that yet, but you never know. Very exciting. So, guys, I'm super excited. Again, I'm going to be taking your calls today. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break, but don't forget, we're giving away a free gift basket from Premier Pet Products. You're going to get a leash, toys, treats for your cat or your dog. Go to my Facebook page, click like, enter the sweepstakes, and we will select the winner next week. It's super exciting. Again, our number, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. I'm glad to be back with you live. I want to chat. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back. I like this song too. This is another one that gets me all excited.
Summertime!
Summertime! So, okay, Carol in Anaheim, California. Carol is a brilliant woman. She went to Transformation Talk Radio. She clicked instant feedback, and she gave me a comment about Oprah. And, Carol, I'm obsessed with you. So Carol wrote, "Sorry, I used to watch Oprah, but the road trip was too much. She came off like such a snob after that, and I just couldn't stand her. Not sure why everyone thinks she's that. Wait, not sure everyone thinks she's the be and all.
Be all
and
all.
Oh, right, thank you.
Sorry, Dougal. Carol, first of all, I'm obsessed with you because The Road Trip was my all-time favorite show, but you are completely right. I don't think she came off a snob. In my opinion, what was fascinating about it is you have to understand that Oprah has not lived in the real world for a really long time. So, I mean, the woman's got a kajillion dollars. She hops on her plane whenever she wants. She's got, you know, hundreds of people working around her. So it's like this little world that they've created that's kind of completely out of touch with reality and just has a different agenda. But that's what was fascinating. So when she goes to that, like, Panera Bread, you know, the place where she's never been to before, and you would think she was like walking into Charlie Chocolate, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, she was fascinated by it. It's completely different. And I loved seeing her out of her element. There's something really interesting to me about that energy. So I agree with you that she seemed kind of like out of touch with reality, but I loved that awkwardness. And then again, you know, I think when you see her on her show and she's talking about like communication and love, and then 2 seconds later, she's arguing with her best friend Gail about what song to listen to, you cannot get better television than that. So I agree with you, Carol. I think everybody holds her up to this standard that is like a little bit ridiculous, but I found that episode to be really fascinating. So do yourself a favor, Carol. Watch one episode of Behind the Scenes, and I swear you will giggle with me and you'll love it. Lauren from Los Angeles writes, "I'm with you on the Oprah 25, season 25. I found a whole new appreciation and respect for Oprah and everyone involved in making the show. I'm realizing how hard it is for me to open up to relationships. I've been single for a few years and now want to share my life. I've just been so closed off for so long. How can I open up myself and my heart? Lauren, great question. First of all, thank you for understanding Oprah. So your heart is already open there because you bonded with me. And everybody who loves Oprah will inevitably fall in love. It's just spiritual law. But here's the deal. That's a great question. I was actually coaching someone the other day. Opening your heart is basically a simple intention. You know, I work with a basic principle that energy follows thought and thought directs energy. So even if you go to a social setting and you think beforehand, I'm going to move into a heart-centered space, then so it happens. So what I want you to focus on right now is try and figure out, take like a piece of paper during the day and kind of keep a log during the week. Try and figure out how often you move into a mental place. A mental place would be planning. A mental place would be scheduling. A mental place would be dissecting things or defending something or arguing something. That's a mental place. And a heart place would be sharing. It's open. It's feeling. It's connecting with someone on an emotional and spiritual level. And it's a very, very subtle change. You know, you've heard me talk about color a lot on the show. So if you're looking to open your heart, you can always use the ruby red color in the chakra or the heart center that you could see like a rose blossoming. But use visualizations that help you open up that heart center. And then you can trick your mind that every time you see the word heart or you listen to the band heart or you see that color red, you're moving yourself into a mental space. And I know this is going to sound corny, but like, you know, if I'm trying to move into a heart-centered space, I have artichoke hearts that week. I think of red. I try and watch a movie that gets me emotional. But it's those simple intentions that can help you get to that place of opening your heart. I'm actually going to be teaching an online course on the colors that I talk about. If you're interested, you can go to my website and click online courses. And each week we will focus on a different color. So for example, that week that we were doing ruby red, that entire week, your intention would be staying in that emotional body, understanding what it feels like, the subtle difference of that energy. You know, we do another week where you focus on the gold light from the top of the head. You've heard me talk about that before, representing self-employment, independence, goal setting, planning. It's all about thought. So that week we'd be in the mental body. And when you spend time exercising just like a muscle, whether it's the heart or the intuitive center or the third eye or the brain, you get comfortable realizing how to make those subtle shifts. So, Lauren, that's what I want you to do. It's all about thought. It's all about intention. If you want to open up to the heart, you just need to set that intention and help move yourself forward. But speaking of and here's the thing, Lauren, we have 9,000 things that pull us from that. And David found this really interesting study. Studies show that ADD is being misdiagnosed regularly. People who have Blackberries or any kind of smartphone have symptoms that mimic ADD. I totally agree with this. The symptoms are difficulty following multi-step directions, not listening, distractibility, difficulty following through on tasks and subjects, and losing items often. Here's the deal. I love technology. It's amazing. The fact that you can be at work, you guys, and send me a text message or, you know, we can do this thing on Facebook and you can win the free gift basket and it's all together and we're all connected. Amazing. And yet, you know, with every new, you know, invention, not only does it empower us, but sometimes it can become addictive and take us away. I can't tell you how many friends I have who I'm at a lunch or at a dinner and they get a text message or a phone call and it's like they become obsessed. And, you know, even when my parents went out when I was younger, there were no cell phones, you know, and I didn't call them like in the middle of dinner. They were only gone for 3 hours. Like if I had to get them, you'd call the restaurant. But now it's like we're so immediately accessible that there's no time to be within your own energy if you're spending time alone, or there's no time if you're having a lunch or a coffee to just connect with that person in front of you. And this doesn't shock me at all. I think it becomes an addiction for people.
That's an interesting question, though. Like if you're at, let's say, a restaurant with someone and they are, you know, most people will say when they pull their phone out and kind of ignore you to look at it, that it's important. But what would you say like qualifies as important enough to sort of be rude in that way?
That's a good question.
So people with kids, I would assume, you know, if the babysitter has something to tell them or, you
right,
know.
I get that. Okay, so here's what I do. If I'm at a lunch or a dinner and I'm expecting a call and it is something important, I would rather excuse myself and go to the bathroom and check it in the bathroom and then kind of figure out, is this that important? But there's something about mid-conversation And speaking of subtle shifts of energy, you know how you can feel that where they pick up their phone and they're pretending that they can still listen to what you're talking about and they can still focus on what you're saying, but there's like a subtle change in their voice. There's no eye contact. And you know that they're either like, oh, my friend just played Words with Friends, or my daughter just texted me and said, can you bring home milk, or whatever it is. But go to the bathroom. Like, take a break. And then I also think you should exercise. You know, I wrote a blog about this once. There should be moments where you, you know, don't bring your cell phone somewhere and just let it go, because I do think it can become addictive. Guys, we're going to go to a call. We've got Babs in Seattle. Babs, are you addicted to your cell phone?
Hello? Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, good.
No, I'm not addicted at all.
Oh, my God, Babs, I'm obsessed with your accent. I want you to talk to me for hours.
I'll talk to you, love. My dear, I'm very much love the clairvoyant mediumship. I'm an apprentice. I'm learning all the tools about it, and it's a huge part of my life. Do you see me expanding in that?
Yeah, I do see you expanding about it. I do need you to work a little bit faster with the energy. One of the things that I notice when I focus on you is there's a tremendous amount of like deep blue around you. Blue light comes from the third eye. It's the color of truth and wisdom. And I think sometimes when you have so much energy coming through you, it's not that you hesitate, but it's like you wait to kind of connect with it a little bit more. And I think the faster you speak, the faster you talk about what you're getting, the easier it will come through you. Personally, when I'm in a reading, if I try and figure out the images that I'm getting or the message that I'm getting before I deliver it, it's like I stunt the energy. So one of the things that I want you to understand is you need to just talk. It may not make any sense as the words are coming out of your mouth, but it will make sense to the people or the person in front of you. Try not to figure it out before you deliver it. There's a tremendous amount of stuff with finances around you, which is good. But I have to tell you, Babs, I see income coming from two forms, one of which feels like your spiritual work, and the other work does feel like just kind of traditional income. So don't try and focus all of your attention on just the psychic and mediumship work. I think there needs to be other stuff as well for you to feel balanced. But for me to see blue the minute I hear your voice, which again comes from the third eye, it's that color of truth, it's that color of delivering wisdom, it's actually the right direction for you to go in.
Well, the thing is, you see, I do skincare, and I've been doing it for years, and I love it, but it hasn't really taken off like I wanted. So it's like, where do I go from there? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, but...
In my opinion, what I see is being total harmony and bringing balance of income and inspiration, really, because what we're looking for is we want you to feel inspirational. I see you doing both. The skincare and beauty would fall into what I consider to be traditional business. I think when you're doing both, that's going to make you feel balanced. And I have to say, I see a tremendous amount of money. So I would say by like mid-September, you'll notice quite a bit of spike in income. But do both. Don't just focus on one.
I will, darling. Thank you so much, Dougal.
Oh, my God. Darlings for everyone. Thanks for calling, Babs.
Thank you, darling. Bye.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything. What is it about that accent? I love that accent. I want her to record my voicemail message. I absolutely love it.
Our new show intros, all of our commercials.
Exactly right. She's great. So again, let's talk about color. So that blue, you can use that at home. You know, if you want to try and tap into your intuition, and I have all these colors on my website, and like I said, I'm going to be doing that online course where we really focus on it. Try focusing on blue. If you use that blue in the center of the forebrain, you will notice more psychic experience is in that week for you. So test it out. It's a subtle difference. That again, we talked to Lauren earlier, who was talking about the earth, the heart space, focusing on blue. That would be a mental color. That would be a spiritual color, bringing in knowledge and information, moving down into the heart, more of a healing color. I love color. I'm wearing blue today. It means a lot to me. So I think you can learn a lot from it. Guys, don't forget, we're giving away that amazing gift basket from Premier Pet Products, the gentle leader. I love it. We're going to upload a video. David thought about this during the break. We're going to upload a video of Bernie playing with the Busy Buddy, that toy I told you about that has the food in it, and you tap it around and the food falls out. You'll love it.
It's fun. And if you want to check any of their other products or like their fun toys, just go to premier.com. They have a great list of items.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, did you watch the finale of The Glee Project? I have to talk about it. I have so much to say. I'm trying to get one of them booked on the show because I'm obsessed. can I start crying over being obsessed over someone on a reality show who's like a teenager? It might be possible. So guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. We're live. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the finale of the Glee Project. I'm going to read your comments from Facebook because some of you had great comments. So much fun to be back live. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi guys, it's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
If you are still struggling with extra pounds and want to learn positive long-term strategies to lose weight and keep it off forever, check out ChoosingYourHealthyPath.com. The upcoming women's retreat on October 28th is all about wellness. The 3-day retreat is positive, fun, and informative. Be inspired, get motivated, have fun, and learn at this action-packed retreat at the Alderbrook Resort. Reinvent your life and have fun doing it. Visit ChoosingYourHealthyPath.com to transform your life today.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 95-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Is there a total Gleek here? I'm such a dork, but I love this show. I swear, if this show were on when I was in high school, my life would have taken a different path. But it's so good. Any underdog, anyone that was ever made fun of, which is pretty much all of us. But I just think it's such a good show. It shows such a diversity. And then a good friend of mine who knows that I'm obsessed with reality TV. And you guys know I totally watch total trash Jersey Shore. Oh, God. Don't get me started. But all of these shows, I love it. And I kept hearing about the Glee Project on Oxygen. And I was like, yeah, Oxygen, Smoxygen, I don't know. And I wasn't watching at all. My friend kept saying, you have to watch it. Jana was like, you have to. And she literally would send me text messages and be like, I just need you to know that I'm not speaking to you because you're not watching the show. So David and I were like, fine. And we recorded a few episodes.
It's awesome.
God. It was so good. So if you haven't watched it, it was basically a show on Oxygen that was a competition, and these kids were competing to get a, I believe it was a 7-series arc on the actual show Glee on Fox. So you got to see them each week. They had to perform a group number. They had to then record a video. And so there was choreography, there was singing, there was outfit changes, but it was so good. And the person that I was so disappointed who didn't win was Hannah. She was adorable.
She was so cute.
She was so cute. And I mean, I was so shy in high school. And I know, you know, people who were friends with me thought that I was like this outgoing, you know, I was nominated, most likely to interrupt. No comment, Benny. But I was actually really shy and just wasn't necessarily my authentic self. And so to see these kids really step out of their comfort zone, I just thought was amazing. And in the world of reality TV, where normally what we watch feels like it's set up to kind of highlight the worst attributes of people, what I loved about this show was these were all really talented kids. It's not like American Idol where they want you to look foolish and they're really going to run with that at all. Like every single one of them, I mean, they could sing, they could act. It was so well done. And so the finale was this past Sunday, and it came down to, if you were watching, Damien, who was the Irish guy, is what we're calling him. Samuel, who had the dreadlocks, and they were kind of thinking he would kind of be like the born-again Christian or the Christian storyline. And then Alex, the African-American guy, who was this, I mean, he'd perform in drag.
Whoa,
I mean,
really?
You have to watch, with his final performance and Lindsay, the Broadway girl. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay was the one who you'd like expect. She's that girl who has an amazing voice. She could belt, she could act, she could do everything, but she was a little hoity-toity about it. And I had some issues with that. Alex was what you didn't expect. He's kind of this big, I think it's fair to say, like a heavy black guy, and I'm sure was kind of made fun of in school because his voice was really high. But when he sang, he belted out a number for his finale from Dreamgirls, and I literally, don't laugh, Benny, had tears in my eyes and my hair was standing up in my arms. Like, it was so impressive. So, spoiler alert, guys, if you haven't seen the finale, stop listening right now. The winner was Samuel, and I was shocked. And I got to be honest, I was disappointed. So Janice on my Facebook page wrote, I loved it, I loved it, I loved it. I couldn't decide the entire series who I liked better, Samuel or Damien. So glad with the results because I didn't have to cheer for one while being sad for the other. I was disappointed that Samuel won. Now, don't get me wrong. His final performance, he sang Dolly Parton song, Jolene, and I was really impressed. It was really well done.
That's a good song to sing.
It's, it's a great song.
And it was
song.
Acoustic.
Yeah, it was acoustic,
really,
and it was really
it.
Well done. But he has the same look every time.
Oh,
and I'm sure
that makes sense.
Girls and some boys across America are like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with him. Like, he has that. I can look into the audience and make you feel like I'm just singing to you. And that was really impressive. But the whole point of the show is it's supposed to be about the underdog. And I don't know if I can root for the attractive guy who's got bedroom eyes and an amazing voice. Like, I don't really think his life was that much of a struggle. Now, don't get me wrong. We all have struggles. But, you know, Hannah is not your... She was adorable, beautiful girl, but she would not be... She's not going to be, like, the most popular in school. She's not your cheerleader type. She was kind of insecure. She had a really great voice. And there was a... There was a, you know, I don't know, like she opened up throughout the whole series. And that's someone like I would really root for. Damien, I understood Damien. He had a great voice. He seemed like he struggled a little bit, was a little bit emotionally shut down and had moments where he really opened up. But I don't know. In the end, they all end up being a part of the show. So that's kind of exciting. You know, the last four people are going to be on there in some
way. There's, they give them a chance to have like a couple of episodes or something, which some people I think were kind of annoyed by because it's like, well, why does everyone have to win?
Yeah.
But I thought that was really
nice. I thought it was sweet. And they don't get the same thing. I think Damien and Samuel, who were like the last two,
right,
they both get a 7-series arc, which is exciting. And then the other ones, I think, get one or two. So everyone gets to be a part of it, which as someone who watched the reality show, I'm super excited, and it's going
to
only drive me to watch the regular
watch the
Glee
again.
As well, because it was so, so great. I loved it. I thought it was so cool. So, oh wait, and there's somebody else had a comment on Facebook. Let me read it right now. Okay, so I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Neely was pleased that everybody won, and I agree with you, but she's a fan of Hannah. So guys, I have two contacts, actually, at Oxygen, so I reached out to them, and who knows what they're going to say. But I was like, could we please get Hannah, because I think she's amazing. And I just want to predict here, I think she will pop up. There was something about that person. She just had that kind of it factor, that star quality that I thought was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I got to say, I'm also back. Ross Matthews was here, and he was telling us that we should watch Project Runway again. And I have to say, he was right.
And it was good.
Yeah, I have to say, he was totally right.
We skipped it for a while, but the new season has been very interesting. And, you know, Tim Gunn is always entertaining.
Right, and they did that episode where they had to create outfits from a pet store, which was ridiculous. But this guy made a thing out of birdseed that was, like, amazing. It looked like a beaded top, and it was very, very
I'd be afraid to wear that in public around, you know, like the beach or something.
Around
like
birds.
That.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, they are making a remake of The Birds.
That is a scary movie. I'm sorry.
But that's one of those shows where, I mean, I certainly have some creative ability, but yeah. I would never think of something like that. Or when they're like tearing dog leashes apart and turning it into a halter top, like it amazes me that people's brains actually function that way. No part of me, like I can certainly turn out a salad like nobody's business or cook, but that part of me, speaking of cooking, oh my God, and reality shows. So flying back from New York to Los Angeles, someone from Top Chef was sitting behind us and I was super excited. And when we were getting off the plane, he said, "That is the whitest dog I ever seen." And I can't remember his name. He's the Italian guy. Oh my God, I should have prepared this, but I hadn't thought about it. But that was a totally fun, I don't know if I'd call it celebrity sighting, but that was a totally fun moment where I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, what was his name?
What is his name? The guy from Top Chef is behind us.
Fabio.
Right. I don't think he ever won. He's come back on like Top Chef Masters and done some of the extra shows, but his personality is hysterical. And he was sitting behind us, which was super exciting.
You know, it's an interesting story. I don't know if you read about this, but, you know, Amy Winehouse, yeah. They were waiting for the toxicology report. It came back that there were no illegal drugs in her system.
So really? Does that mean that, well, rumor was that she didn't check herself into a treatment program.
She stopped cold turkey, right. And that she died from alcohol withdrawal, which I was like, give me a break.
That's what I'm thinking.
No. That can totally happen.
Really?
I watch Celebrity Rehab, Benny. I know the diagnosis, but yeah, I think they have to bring you down slowly and use medication because your body goes into shock.
I guess I would just assume that someone who was like addicted to heroin and crystal meth and whatever else she was on, like her body could handle not drinking. But
absolutely not.
What all it says is that they did not find any illegal drugs. So they're still, I think they're waiting for the
prescription stuff.
Right, it could be prescription stuff, but nothing illegal.
I have mixed feelings about that. Part of me is kind of like, you know, leave her alone. She's passed on. She's transitioned. Like, why do we have to keep revisiting it then? But I guess on the flip side, hopefully this teaches people about addiction and to be careful with stuff like that because it is really scary.
Well, the media. Sorry, David, go ahead.
That's okay. I mean, it is kind of, it would be vindication for her, you know, like if she was trying to quit and then unfortunately, you know, just did it too abruptly, it somehow speaks more to her strength of character than if she just overdosed and died.
Right. Well, this is why I love you, David. That is a very, very sweet silver lining. I don't agree.
All right.
Because, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I think a lot of addicts do what they consider to be like a one-day sobriety kind of thing. And I don't know, she may not have been as committed to it as you think. Like, I don't know. I think that's kind of it's a very romantic way to look at it.
All right.
But, you know, we've certainly had people call into the show before who have struggled with addiction and are currently struggling with addiction. And one of the things that tells me is if you're out of control with the substance, whether it's drugs or alcohol, prescription drugs or anything, you need professional help. You know, when that kind of monkey's on your back and is attached to you and so in control, you have to go to a place where there's strength in numbers, there's counseling, there's doing it the right way.
Right. People who have done it.
Absolutely. Yeah, because this is a perfect example of, you know, it can get so bad that your body actually completely shuts down. It's a very sad story. I love her music. I love her work.
She's so talented. Yeah.
And that whole spooky thing of all of the different performers who have died at the age of 27, there's something really, really spooky about that.
It's like the age of their like peak and also their just downfall too.
Exactly.
Well, Also, don't they say with astrology that it's like you're getting close to 30, which is your Saturn return, and some people, like, that's when you're supposed to kind of rebound and, like, come to a new height, or not, or you just never do, and you kind of
You know
crash.
Who we have to ask?
Yeah, who?
We have to ask Stephanie. There's this new astrologer that I'm obsessed with, Stephanie Jones, and she's going to be coming on the show in about 2 weeks. You guys are going to love her, because I know very, very little about astrology. I'm really bad with numbers, and there's something about the way that she just delivers it that is easily ingestible. It always makes sense, and it's not doom and gloom. Like, every time I know we're currently in Mercury retrograde. I think it changes tomorrow, but you always read that stuff, and people, like, freak out, and I don't know. She just has a positive outlook on it, and you can learn a lot from her, so she's going to come on soon. Okay, guys. So I want to remind you again, sweepstakes, free stuff. It's all about free stuff. Again, we are giving away, well, not we, but the people at Premier Pet Products, our new friends, are giving away a gift basket of products for your cat or your dog. It doesn't matter what owner, because at first, you know, we have a dog, but I was like, I can't ignore my cats. So they were so nice when we called them. We were like, yes, we'll do cats as well. So it's $150 value. There's so many fun things in there. There's toys, there's training stuff. It's just food. It's really great. So go to my Facebook page, click like, and then you can enter the sweepstakes. And next week, you have 7 days, next week on the show, we will announce the winner. And I'm super excited because it's really fun product and you're going
to
love it.
And if you have a dog and a cat, they can customize it to give you like a little bit of both.
Really?
Yeah, it's really great. They're being really, really nice.
I love that.
And what I love the most about the product is that they're really educational. Like the the product that we were talking about with Bernie, like rolling around, like all the things that
they
make. The Busy Buddy, right. They're all made to sort of make your pet think. So that's why, I mean, I may be justifying like my obsession with our dog, but that's why it's fun to watch, because you can kind of see them really thinking.
I agree. It's totally cool. Guys, we were live this week. I've missed you. So exciting. We're going to be live for a while. I will be back next week with taking your calls, giving readings, more gossip. Unfortunately, not talking about the Glee project because it's over, but maybe we can get Hannah on and she can talk about it and promote next season, which would be super excited. So again, if you want information on the free gift basket, go to my Facebook page, click like, enter the sweepstakes, and you could become a winner. If you want more information on where I'm going to be, I'm going to be in Seattle in September at Fly Fitness at East West Bookshop. I'll be doing private sessions. I'm going to be in Dallas in October. My God, where aren't I going to be? And of course, there's the cruise. Get more information, go to my website at dougalfraser.com. Or call 1-877-936-8425. Again, 1-877-936-8425. Guys, it was great to be with you. I will see you next week. Benny, I missed you.
Oh, I'll miss you too, Dougal and David.
Bye-bye.
Snow cone, make a movie on your phone, kiss the kid right.